Dozens of the worst hazardous waste sites in the Northwest are not being cleaned up. That's according to the Inspector General of the Environmental Protection Agency. The federal watchdog singles out Seattle's Duwamish River as a toxic site where work has been delayed. But people who work on the Duwamish say its cleanup is right on schedule. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The Inspector General says the EPA has a long history of not putting people where they're most needed. As a result, some of the nation's most poisoned places have gotten little attention. Tina Lovingood is with the Inspector General's office.
People are being exposed and harmed by the chemicals because EPA isn't able to clean them up.
Cleanups have stalled for years or decades. The report found that 34 hazardous hotspots in the Northwest have no EPA staff assigned to work on them.
16 of them are on the national priorities list, meaning that they're the worst in the country.
Other national priority or Superfund sites have been short-staffed. That includes the lower Duwamish River.
EPA reported to us that it did not have enough staff to complete all of the work that was ready to be performed at the site.
But go down to the muddy banks of the Duwamish and you'll get a different view.
We have not seen a slowdown at all here.
James Rasmussen is sitting on a log in a tiny riverfront park. He's head of the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition and a member of the Duwamish tribe.
We're actually kind of ahead of schedule.
That doesn't mean the Duwamish River will be clean anytime soon.
We have 42 chemicals that are over health standards that are in the sediments of the river.
Decades of industrial pollution don't go away overnight.
The local fish here are contaminated. They've probably been contaminated since the 1940s.
Across the river, members of the Muckleshoot tribe are trying to haul up pink salmon in their nets. Signs along the river in 9 languages warn against eating too much salmon from the Duwamish. Crab, shellfish, and flounder are too polluted to eat at all.
People have been fishing here for thousands and thousands of years. You're not going to stop them.
People getting food out of the river, no matter what government signs might say, makes this cleanup urgent. But Rasmussen says the main thing is to do the job right.
I wouldn't want to have us cut corners to speed up a process.
Renee Dagset says that process has operated on a shoestring for years. But she says the Duwamish cleanup has managed to stay on schedule. Dagset worked on it for 6 years. She retired from the EPA last month. She says other toxic waste sites in EPA's Northwest region have fared much worse.
We've been under a hiring freeze for quite a while, and Region 10 has got 5 vacant site manager positions on hold, and the workload only increases. There's just nobody to do the work.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is in charge of making America clean again. He's criticized the Obama administration for letting Superfund cleanups languish. Here's Pruitt on Fox News.
There's just been a lack of urgency, a lack of response by this agency to do some of the most tangible, beneficial things for citizens to improve the environment locally.
Pruitt says EPA will speed up the cleanups. That's even though he aims to cut nearly a third off the Superfund budget. EPA officials declined to be interviewed for this story. They also refused to identify the Northwest's 34 toxic waste sites with no staff assigned to them.
It should be public information.
Here's EPA retiree Renee Dagset again.
Communities have the right to know which sites in their community are getting attention and which are not.
KUOW has filed a Freedom of Information request to get that information. When we do, we'll let you know. Reporting from the banks of the Duwamish, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.